I want to welcome Agile XRM to the podcast. I've known the people at Agile XRM for the past 12 years. I've seen how their business process management tool can add massive value to complex organizational processes in sectors such as finance and government. If you have complex processes or a need for dialogues on the Power Platform or Dynamics 365, take a look at how this BPM tool can add value. You can find them at agilexrm.com or check out the show notes for more details. Welcome to the MVP Show. My intention is that you listen to the stories of these MVP guests and are inspired to become an MVP and bring value to the world through your skills. If you have not checked it out already, I do a YouTube series called How to Become an MVP. The link is in the show notes. With that, let's get on with the show. Today's guest is from India. She's a managing partner of Soho Dragon. She was first awarded her MVP in 2021. She's a Power Platform super user who helps businesses make the most of technology. She has over 12 years experience on various Microsoft technologies. You can find links to her bio, her socials, etc. in the show notes for this episode. But with that, Anna, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, Mark. Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me here.
Good to meet you. And you're one of the new MVPs, obviously, in the program. Tell me, before we get into understanding your journey to becoming an MVP and your journey in an IT-based career with, you know, a focus on Microsoft, tell me a bit about where you are located in the world. What do you do for fun? Tell us a bit about family and what are the best things to eat in your region?
Of course. So, I'm from west of the India. There is a state called Gujarat and a city in Gujarat called Ahmedabad. So, I've been born and brought up here and settled here. And what I like to do apart from work is I like to paint. And since COVID times, I've also tried my hands on cooking, which has kind of caught my interest. So, cooking and painting is what I do apart from work. And recently we've moved into our new home. So, since past 6 months, I have been really got into setting up our new home. And, life has been crazy since then.
Nice. When you say you paint, are you more into landscapes or more into portraits? What's your area of focus?
Landscapes. Yeah, I'm really bad at portraits, but I do love landscapes. I feel really connected with nature. I love the greens and blue skies. So I love painting landscapes.
I like it. So how did you start your IT career? What made you, out of all the careers available in the world, what took you in this direction?
So it's kind of typical following my brother's footsteps. So my brother used to study IT during, he's my elder brother. So he used to study IT and that kind of inspired my journey. And I also graduated in Masters of Computer Applications and Information Technology. And then I started my career working with SharePoint.
Okay. So were you working for a company that put you on a SharePoint project, or how did SharePoint become the tool that you started using?
Yeah, so it was a company that put me on a SharePoint project. So we do have an internship, which is the last year of our graduation. And during that internship, we did a SharePoint project, and that really caught my interest working on SharePoint. At that time, it was Moz 2007. And so then I continued my career working on SharePoint.
Gotcha. So if we fast forward up to what you're doing today, do you have your own company? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, tell us a bit about that and tell us a bit about starting a company, because that's a pretty incredible thing to do.
Yeah, so I worked at a IT company in Ahmedabad for around 7 to 8 years. And then I just wanted to shift gears with my career, take a break from it for a few months. And then I got bored in taking that break, so I started my own consulting work, which involved like doing projects that are based on Microsoft and SharePoint. So that's how I met our founder, Suhu Rajan's founder, who's based in New York, Peter Wall. So I did some consulting work for him, and then we figured out that, okay, now the work is growing and I would need a team around me to do that work. I am alone not able to handle the quantity of work that is getting to me. So that's how I got team of couple of people around me to help me with the work. And it's been 5 to 7 years since then, and it's been a great journey.
So coming from a SharePoint background, I take it you did a lot with InfoPath, is that right?
InfoPath, workflows, web parts, and then branding.
So when you saw, you know, Power Apps, Power Automate come along, what was your take on that from, you know, you would have worked with Windows Workflow Foundation back there from an automation point of view. You had a way that SharePoint ran, you know, InfoPath was often used for form or data capture. What was your transition? What was your exposure to Power Apps? And if you like, what was your awakening around this new thing Microsoft was doing?
Of course. Yeah, so my initial career is 7 to 8 years, I was a core developer. So I used to do a lot of programming and then architecting solutions. But then as I started into getting into managing the company and managing my team, I lost the programming thing. I didn't used to do much of programming. And that's where I came across Power Platform. So I found Power Platform to be apt for my skills because I do have programming background, so I understand those formulas and the expressions really well. And also I wasn't such great programmer by then because things change a lot in programming world. So I had lost the touch of doing all the great coding stuff. So Power Platform was an apt tool for me to architect solutions and making solutions for our customers because it's kind of a low-code solution. And if I compare with SharePoint Designer Workflows, InfoPath, Power Automate, Power Apps is way more mature than as compared to SharePoint Designer Workflows or even the workflow engine that came off in SharePoint 2013. It is way better than what it used to be before in SharePoint.
What's your core type of focus nowadays? Is it around just apps or just automation, or do you find you do a range of those? Have you got into things like Power Pages, formerly Power Portals? What's your kind of what are the tool set do you use the most, or your team is using the most nowadays?
My team does a lot of programming as well as using the Power Platform. They also work on Azure, but the projects that I end up managing are most of based on Power Apps and Power Automate because we are kind of getting customers who are migrating from on-prem to online, and they would have a lot of forms which are built in InfoPath, SharePoint Designer Workflows or custom workflows, which they want to move in SharePoint Online, which I think Power Apps and Power Automate is the best solution for them to move, to rebuild their forms and the workflows. We've been getting those kind of projects a lot since last 2 or 3 years. So yeah, that has been the core focus.
What's your favorite tool to work with? If Microsoft said you can only choose one, Anna, from now on, which is the one tool that would be your go-to tool out of what Microsoft offer?
I would say Power Automate because I've also got really good hold of how the tool works and have a lot of in-depth knowledge on Power Automate. It also helps with personal productivity. I do use it for my personal, managing emails and those kind of stuff, personal automation stuff. So, And I've seen it has worked really nice for our customers, like building up. And like since I started my career, I have worked a lot on workflows. Workflows has been like greater focus area for me. So Power Automate has been like one of the favorite tools I've been using in the Microsoft 365.
You raise an interesting thing around personal productivity and automating things in your personal life. And I often have a lot of people reach out to me and they will say, you know, my company is not using Power Automate, so how do I get started? Or my company is not using Power Apps to how I get started. And I always say, find projects in your own personal life, because then you'll be the product owner. You'll be your own Q&A. You will be your own, you will know whether it meets your needs. And does it, is the effort that you put in making you more productive, or is it more of a limiter for you? So when you look at personal productivity, you talked about email then. What else have you that you use personally when you use the tool sets?
So I have like also started exploring Power Automate desktops for organizing files on my computer. Sometimes like I end up saving everything on my desktop. And then, yeah, that's like old habit that I have still got with me, and then my desktop is a mess. Then I try to like, I'm in process of doing that, using Power Automate desktop to organize my desk, to keep my desktop clean. Yeah.
Is that transition from cloud flows to a desktop flows, are you finding, is it easy to pick up RPA? Are you finding it straightforward to use the desktop tool and the designer, or?
I'm still getting used to it. I have been using the cloud product since like 3 to 4 years now. So I have gotten too used to it. So yeah, I'm still getting used to the Power Automate desktop.
After you've automated your desktop so that it no longer becomes a graveyard of files and projects and things like that, what's your next personal automation project you're thinking of?
Haven't thought of yet, but like the emails and the desktop has been big headache for me, because I kind of like, I get so many emails, I lose track of it. Sometimes I need even reminders on my emails that I haven't kind of looked at, because like there is a graveyard of emails that I get, and the ones I need to focus the customer based on, sometimes I end up forgetting. So yeah, so a little more automation on what I can do to like bring my attention to the emails which I need to attend. Yeah.
Tell me about how you became an MVP. What was the process? What was your knowledge of the MVP program before you became an MVP? And what's your journey to becoming an MVP?
Yeah, so it kind of the journey, I wouldn't say like I was thinking of becoming MVP, but like when I started my career, I mentioned I was working on SharePoint, and then I had like a slow, like during an year, you have like high lows in your work. Sometimes the work is low, sometimes the work is high, but like when the work used to be like low, like during the initial days of my career, I used to explore the developer forum, the SharePoint developer forum, where I used to also get, being a starter, I used to get a lot of help from the people by asking my questions. So once I started asking my questions, I thought it was really helpful. And then I also came across some questions for which I had knowledge and I could help people. So I also started kind of like answering the questions and then helping people. And that kind of really motivated me to learn more about SharePoint, because on projects, you only learn about the things that come across in the scope of that project, but you don't get to learn everything of that tool. So that forum was really helping me to know more about SharePoint. But then career happened, and then you kind of like work on multiple projects, you lose track of it. So I did it for a year or two, and then I lost track of it. But then after I started my consulting work, and we came across projects which required migration from on-prem to online, I needed help on Power Platform from the forums. And that's where I revisited my interest of helping people on forums. And that's kind of like caffeine productivity for me that, okay, that makes me really like energetic and enthusiastic. Like, okay, I help these people. I also learned something out of it. So it's kind of a win-win situation for me. So that's how like I became a super user on the Power Platform, Power Automate community. And then they do like a community call once a month. And that's where they were having this MVP conversation. And that's how I got my nomination from one of the like co-super user on the Power Automate community. And yeah, and I wasn't expecting. I thought like I'm not doing enough because I've seen people like organize events and then like speak at a lot of events. I try to do speak at a lot of events, but then like contributing, managing work and home and all kind of gets overwhelming sometimes. So, but still, like it was really surprising and exciting to have it. Have got it, and so I'm still like a new MVP and trying to navigate through it.
Since you've become an MVP, and that's such a good story, because what I like there is that a lot of people think they need to become public speakers and they've got to attend events and do all that type of thing. The beauty is you found the area that, as you said, it's like caffeine to you. You know, you get a lot of personal enjoyment from it. And that was in the forums. And I think that's fantastic that you've identified what works for you and also in the community contribution that you make as part of it. So that I think is really worth highlighting for people listening, is that you don't have to do everything, right? You just need to find what works well for you and that you can share your knowledge. Since becoming an MVP, what have you found out about the MVP program, or what benefits have you found are really like amazing that has been well worth becoming an MVP for you?
Yeah, so our CPM in the India region is really good. They do like monthly MVP calls. So that's how I get to know other MVPs from other areas. So for example, if my team is looking for help and like some like specific questions, I get help of other MVPs, like some very technical things on which I need help of. I at least have a community of people I know that who I can reach out to get some help, like pointers. It's not like they would provide me a solutions, but pointers are also really helpful. So that's one of the benefit. And also the PGI calls, it helps to know what's coming in the product, like what are the upcoming features, and getting close to the product team. And one of the things that I'm looking forward is the MVP summit. So I get to meet like the fellow MVPs. So I'm not sure when's that gonna happen in person, but I hope it does happen when I'm still an MVP. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Business Application MVP Mark Smith, otherwise known as the NZ365 Guy. If you like the show and want to be a supporter, check out buymeacoffee.com/NZ365 Guy. Thanks again, and see you next time. Before you go, a quick reminder that the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge kicks off on the 1st of April. Every cohort, I hear people say that surely this group has been the best one ever. The true magic of the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge is the connections formed between a group of people who are committed to learning with and from each other. Will you be part of the best cohort yet? Use the code podcast for 10% off at checkout. Visit ako.nz365guy.com to see a detailed curriculum and hear what past participants have to say about the challenge. I can't wait to help you discover the unique value you bring to the community and just how far you can take your career.